The Bush administration officially replaced a controversial set of air pollution rules today. These are the rules that govern emissions from the nation's oldest and dirtiest coal-fired power plants and thousands of other industrial facilities. Environmentalists say the new rules are a gift to some of the nation's biggest polluters, and 9 state attorneys general agree, and they've gone to court to try to stop the change. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
According to the language of the Clean Air Act, oil refineries, power plants, and other manufacturers must install the latest pollution control technologies every time they expand. Only an act of Congress signed by the president can change that. What the EPA has done is change the rules designed to implement this part of the law. EPA Administrator Christy Whitman says the result will be less air pollution and more industrial efficiency. But Elliot Spitzer, Attorney General for the state of New York, disagrees. In a suit filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, he says the EPA is trying to gut this portion of the Clean Air Act by writing implementation rules so flexible that they allow polluting industries to expand considerably without putting new scrubbers on their smokestacks. He says the result will be more pollution and more respiratory ailments triggered in part by long-term exposure to gases and particulates produced by these facilities. Spitzer says the New York suit will soon be joined by several other northeastern states, including Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Essentially, he says, the Bush administration is trying to rewrite the Clean Air Act without involving Congress. Spokesmen for the EPA deny the charge. Spokesmen for industry groups say the lawsuit is politically motivated. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.